sorry, I like Biofreeze, but I don't need any more sample packs of Biofreeze. Like, I've got a billion of them. Episode 520 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, is it worth it? The Orange Mud, Hydro Quiver, Vest Pack 2, and the Run Locker Premium Service. Hey guys, real quick before we dive into some product reviews today, which are something that I enjoy doing from time to time on the show, I just want to let you know that the webinar course that or the webinar series that I did from a few weeks ago, as this show comes out live, but at the beginning part of 2018, did a three-part webinar series looking at kind of how to set yourself up for success in the new year. And while the theme of it is all about, you know, starting 2018 on the right foot and really, you know, nailing your running goals this year, the webinars really can, you know, help you no matter where you are. It could be coming off of a race. What do you do next? Or, you know, just getting back into running in the middle of the year, or just not sure what goals you want to pursue at this point or at any point in your running future. And all of those webinars, the replays and some bonuses are available. And you can get them over at dizruns.com/bestyear. If you follow that link, it'll redirect you right there. And one of the bonuses that is included is a free coaching call. It's a coaching call. And spoiler alert, the coaching call costs as much as the package of webinars itself. So I guess that makes it free, right? But you can use that at any time. So, you know, if it's something that you might be interested in, want to do a little bit of learning, if you missed the webinars from a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago or a couple of years ago, depending on when you're listening to this, it might be worth checking out. And again, it's dizruns.com/bestyear. Check it out. And if you have any questions, let me know. So now it's time. It is time to do a little good, the bad, and the ugly. Something that I enjoy doing from time to time. And to be clear, I don't enjoy just trashing a product or trashing a service or something that I get. I try to, for the most part, you know, try to look on the bright side, try to give you some of the benefits or as many of the benefits as possible. But at the end of the day, my job isn't to give glowing endorsements to everything. It's to be truthful and honest and tell you the good, tell you the bad, and tell you the ugly. And sometimes, most of the time, the products that I get, whether they're things that get sent to me, which is one of the perks of the job, companies will send me things from time to time to try out and play with and tell you about them. And sometimes they're just things that I bought that I, you know, had maybe hemmed and hawed about and wasn't sure. Sometimes that usually means that the price is kind of steep. And so I'm not sure if it's worth, you know, dropping $100 or $150 or $200 on something. And so, you know, like I said, the goal here is to give you the honest truth. If there's too many negatives, I'll try to maybe put a little positive spin on it. But I'm going to tell you that I don't like something, which you all have known I've done before. I've trashed some things in the past or really come down harsh on some things in the past. And I got a little feedback a couple times for saying that maybe I was too negative on a certain product in the past. And it's not my goal. It's not my intention to slam things. But again, it's to be honest, to give you my honest take. And my honest take is nothing more than that. You know, it may be something that you agree with. It may be something that you think is absolutely ridiculous, that I missed the mark. But as always, your feedback is always appreciated on anything that we talk about on the show. And if you have a dramatically different opinion on the things we're talking about today, I would love to hear it. I would love to hear why you think I'm wrong or why you think I missed the mark on my review. So the first product that we're talking about today is the Orange Mud Hydro Quiver Vest Pack. Actually, Vest Pack 2 because it's got two bottles in it. And this was something that was not sent to me. I wish. It was a kind of expensive purchase that I made sometime late fall, I guess, or late early fall somewhere. I got it in 2017, and I thought about it and hemmed and hawed, and I've heard a lot of people talk good things about the Orange Mud product line. They've got a variety of different packs and hydration stuff mostly is kind of their bread and butter, but there's a few different other areas that they've branched out into. But I've never heard anybody say anything bad about them, but if you're price sensitive, like I typically am, it can be a little bit of a shock when you start to see how much some of their products cost. They are definitely high value, premium hydration products, and so I wasn't sure, you know, when I bought my little vest here, my little hydration pack, if I really wanted to spend $130 for it, because that's a lot of money for, at least for me, for something that I'm probably not going to use that often, because how often do I really need it? I mean, I've been running for years without a pack. I've got a handheld that I've used in the past. And so, you know, I wasn't sure, but part of me wanted to get it because I wanted to do some more trail running. I wanted to be out where I don't have access to swing by, you know, this public water fountain, or swing by this building that has a hose out back that I can get a drink from or refill a bottle with. And if that was going to be the case, that, you know, if I was going to be on the trails where I didn't have those opportunities, I needed to be able to bring more than just, you know, an hour's worth of water with me, because newsflash, it's hot down here 10 months of the year, which means that, you know, having some water with you to maintain your levels of hydration and you know, maybe rinse off your face once in a while because you got just sweat crazy, is kind of an important thing. So I hemmed and hawed, and eventually I took the plunge. And honestly, I have to say, I'm not upset that I dropped, you know, $130 or whatever it was then. It's actually been marked down now to about $119, because there's a new iteration with a couple little tweaks that I'll get into those as we go. That the new one is now that $135 price. But you know, the vest, if you're not familiar with it, it's real simple. One thing that I wanted with hydration pack was bottles instead of the bladder with the hose. I'm not a germaphobe person. Like, I don't really care about funk and crud and stuff like that too often, but there's just something about having a pack with the bladder and the hose, you know, the tube that connects so you can drink from, that it just, I don't know how to clean it, I guess. And, you know, if you're going to be putting some Tailwind or some type of Gatorade or some type of something in your pack besides just water, you're kind of asking for gross to fill out. So one of the things I wanted when I was in the market was, I really wanted something with bottles, easy to wash, throw them in the dishwasher, you're good to go. And that was one of the options that this particular model offered. You know, one of the things that obviously drew me to it, and it had two bottles instead of just one. So again, I can go longer, I can be out on the trails for a few hours, and be good to go there without needing to find a place to refill, you know, mid run. So that was important. And so basically all this pack is, it's really simple. It's, you know, obviously the straps that fit over your shoulders, and the thing on the back where you slide the bottles into, and it sits up really high on your chest, which at first was kind of awkward to me, but it allows, obviously, for you know, if you have an extra pack that you're also wearing, if you're doing hiking or something like that, you can probably wear this with that. But also, you know, it just prevents heat from being trapped on your back if you had a full length pack, which is what my old pack was, which was just a cheapo. Tried it, didn't really like it, but you know, that was a while ago that I got that pack. But you know, so it sits up high. You still, your body still can breathe pretty well, other than obviously the little bit of space that it takes up. And I mean, again, I'm happy with it. It doesn't bounce. It holds pretty well. There's a couple of straps underneath your arms that's what you use to really tighten it down with. And then once you get it good and cinched in on those two straps on each side, you just pull the strap and it tightens. Then there's a clip across the front of the chest that you can use to clip down on it. And that one doesn't have to be very tight. And to be quite honest, if it didn't bounce around, I don't know that I would even clip it very often. You don't need that one clipped. If you have it adjusted right on the sides, it fits and it holds. Again, the bottles slide into the back. You can just reach up and grab one while you're running, and easy to drink from, and easy to put it back in. And the other thing that I really enjoy about it, or the other couple of features, is that there's a couple of pockets on the front, on the chest straps themselves, that are big enough to like hold your phone, or to hold, you know, anything that you might need that's you know, kind of probably baseball size or smaller. The opening of it, you can, you know, it's got kind of stretchable elastic type of material or thing at the top, so it can fit something that's kind of big, but then you can drawstring it closed too. And it's just real easy. You know, it's one of those things where you push the button, you pull the string, it tightens it, and you let it go, which keeps things from falling out. So I've had my phone in it, have keys in the other side. That's the thing that I usually put in the other side. I've taken my The little charging case for my AirPods, which I definitely don't want to lose that and put that on the other side. And as long as I draw the string close and tight, it closes the opening and it doesn't fall out. And so I have that there if I need to take my AirPods out, if I need to charge something midway through. There's also a clip in one of the pockets for a key, so you can clip your key to a sewn-in clip, so you definitely don't have to worry about losing your key if you're taking things in and out of that pocket. It's really, like I said, it's really the perfect size pack if you're mostly worried about hydration and carrying a couple of small things. There's not any big storage space to it. It's just like a vest, again, hence the name, vest pack. Holds the water bottles, and there's a couple of other packets or pockets as well along the chest straps where you can slide something in there. So it'd be great for holding gels if you're one of those silly people that enjoys taking gels. I've stuck Tailwind packets in there. You could have chews, anything that's kind of small and could be kind of mushed around. You wouldn't want to put something in there that was rigid. It probably wouldn't fit too well because it's got to kind of conform to the top of your chest and over your shoulders. But anything that's flexible that can fit in there, it's got a Velcro strap, so it's not going to fall out. Pretty good. And also on the back of the pack, between the two spots for the water bottles is a drawstring thing. So if you were out somewhere where maybe you needed to shed a layer, you got warm, the day heated up and you needed to take off a jacket or something like that, you could put that into the drawstring there, cinch it up tight. You wouldn't have to worry about losing it. You wouldn't have to worry about like wrapping it around your waist and carrying it, things like that. So all in all, I'm happy with it. The only thing that I can think of that is an issue with the the name is an issue. But the only other issue I can think of with the Hydra Quiver Vest Pack 2 from Orange Mud is that those straps on the sides that I talked about, they are a little bit tough to get right the first time. A lot of times I'll put it on and adjust it down and it feels pretty good and I'll get running and things are kind of bouncing just a little bit. So I'll readjust as I go in the first half a mile before I really get it locked in and tightly and correctly. And I don't know if it's very well could be user error. But in the new iteration of this same pack that they've released, it looks like from what I can tell, I haven't tried it, so I don't know for sure, but it looks like there's another strap to help those adjust easier, and make that a little bit easier to adjust those and lock those down on the side, which is an area that probably could be improved upon. But all in all, it's a good pack. If you're looking for something that's not going to wear out that you can wash, you know, you hand wash it, but it's easy to clean, doesn't stink, it's comfortable. You can wear it without a shirt. That was a big concern of mine before I got it, was since I do most of my runs bareback, is this going to chafe like crazy and rub and be super uncomfortable? No, it does feel sometimes like it's rubbing a little bit, but I've never had an issue after the fact. It's never been something that's hurt. I've never had the shower sting of the chafe afterwards. So, you know, whether you're wearing a shirt, whether you're going bareback, whether you're going just sports bra, whatever, this pack works. It's comfortable. It doesn't rub, and it holds your water and it's not bouncing around. I mean, like I said, small little issue with the adjustment of it, but if you get the new one, I think that issue will be addressed. And if you're willing to adjust it once while you're running, then you can save yourself, you know, $15 or $20, whatever it is, off the difference between this older version and the newer version. But orangemud.com is the website if you want to check that out. I've got my eye on a few other things there as well, so you might be hearing some more Orange Mud review from me down the road. We'll see what happens. It's the stuff's pricey, but it's quality. You're getting what you pay for here. It's not one of those situations where you're paying premium price to still get the same level of product that you would get for half price. This is a good, solid, quality product, and I definitely stand behind, you know, recommending if you're in the market for something like this, for some of the hydration options that Orange One has available. They're quality. So let me know if you tried this, the Hydra Quiver Vest Pack 2 before. Let me know what your thoughts on it. Did you like it? Did you not like it? How did it fit for you? How did it work for you? Always curious to know. The second thing on the list today is something that I tried out, and this is one of those where I probably have to give the disclaimer, or should give the disclaimer, that they sent me, the folks from Run Locker sent me a locker for free to review about and to provide them with some feedback. And also just putting the cards on the table, being transparent. We're also in discussions for maybe continuing some type of partnership, work relationship going forward, whether that's sponsorship, advertising, other projects that could possibly come forward. This is a brand new company. Their first subscription box or premium box went out in December. So we're just, you know, as this goes out, just the second box has just gone out recently. So it's still a new thing. Lots of iterating that will probably be happening. But, you know, so I just wanted to put that out there. But basically what RunLocker is it's another one of those, you know, services, mail delivery things where every month you get a box of goodies of various running related products. But the thing that's different, at least in the box that I've gotten and from talking to Matt, who's the founder, is that they're really looking to become a premium delivery service, a premium option, as opposed to kind of some of those the boxes that I've seen before. I've seen people post photos of them. Oh, look, you know, this box came today. This box came today, and it's a bunch of samples and knockoffs and cheap, I don't know, crap. Things that I'm looking at going, I would never use that. Like, I would be pissed if I spent $20 a month, $30 a month, and this is the kind of stuff that I'm getting. Just, you know, like, you know, sorry, I like Biofreeze, but I don't need any more sample packs of Biofreeze. Like, I've got a billion of them. I don't need more of those. And it's like all these other boxes, that's the type of thing that you're getting every month. And one of the things that I definitely noticed right off the bat is that the things that came in the RunLocker box that I got, these were not knockoffs. These were not samples. You know, these were legitimate products. You know, the box that came, it came in December. So it was kind of, it seemed like it was geared more towards kind of, at least a couple of the products were geared towards kind of cold weather running. So there was a set of Zensa arm warmers. So again, I mean, not a knockoff, not something cheap, a quality product, arm warmers in the box. There was a thermal headband, ASICs, I believe, ASIC brand headband to keep your ears warm while you're running. I put it on and Rebecca laughed at me and she said, I think I'll take that one. So she gets to use the headband. It works better on her, I think, than it looks on me. But it's not like it's a girly thing or whatever, but it's just the way my hair looked on it, it did look ridiculous. And you know, I mostly wear a buff when I run anyway. So it's not a perfect product for me, but it's not a poor quality thing, I guess is what I'm trying to say. There's a set of lock laces in there. So if you're sick of tying your shoes, you know, you can install those into your shoes, which again, a quality product, not a knockoff. There was one of those little pop sockets, I guess is what they're called. I don't even know. I you know, they're the things that the people hook on the back of their phone and it extends out. You can stand your phone up or whatever, but it's branded. It's got RunLocker on it. Again, something that I'm probably not going to use, but it's a quality product, you know, something that people legitimately spend money for. I see them on phones all the time. I don't really get it, but that's just me. I'm, you know, who am I to judge? But there's a good quality pop socket, with RunLocker on it. And then there's a couple of food products. They're called Bonk Breakers, little bars. I'm trying to go kind of low carb right now. So the glycemic index on those was a little bit high. So the girls ate those and seemed to enjoy them. But again, I mean, these weren't little samples. They weren't little tasters. They weren't little tease items. Like, these were solid quality items that I have no question in my mind. I haven't like fact checked this, but no doubt that the retail price of all of the things in there was probably close to double the cost of the subscription service. So, and the other cool thing when you go to sign up with RunLocker is that you actually answer some questions about yourself so that it helps them to cater the future boxes towards what you like. And I believe, and I'd have to double check this, but I believe that, you know, there's in the future, there will be more room for feedback. Like, yes, I like this. No, I didn't like that. So that the boxes that continue to come continue to provide you with things that aren't only things that you might like, but things that actually you'll use and would enjoy having, as opposed to, oh, here's another box of you know, Biofreeze samples, some goos that I can't even take down because they're disgusting, and you know, just a couple tablets of salt stick and some random things. Not knocking any of those products except for the goos. You know, I stand on goos and gels, but you know, just getting a sample in a subscription box, like, okay, like I can get a sample from a race expo. I can get a sample from the running store. Like I don't need to pay for a subscription service to get samples of products. But with the RunLocker, the premium service, you're getting real items. You're getting real things that are really good. And I'm looking forward to continuing to see the company grow. Like I said, continuing to possibly work with them. So you might be hearing some sponsored slots or things like that from Run Locker in the future. But, you know, I just wanted to give a quick rundown of what I got in the box this time, because I do think it's different. I think that this company has it right, in that they're trying to really deliver a premium service, kind of a step above what some of the other companies that are out there that are offering similar things provide. So that is it for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Talking about, again, the Orange Mud Hydro Quiver Vest Pack 2 and the Run Locker Premium Membership Service. Let me know if you've tried either of these things, if you've heard about them before. Let me know your thoughts. You like them, didn't like them? You know, what do you think? And if you haven't tried them, give them a shot. Again, there's no, you know, I really don't have anything too bad to say. So check them out and let me know what you think. And that is it for today. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed this one. Hope this was maybe give you an idea of a couple things that you might add to your list here at the beginning of 2018 for things that you want to check out and try this year with your running. And don't forget also, if you want to check out the Best Year Yet replays or the recordings of the webinar series that we did earlier this year, dizruns.com/bestyear is the link. There's some free bonuses, some extras in there as well that, like I said, one of them is a free coaching call, which is worth as much as the price of the recordings anyway. So might be worth checking out. Keep that in your back pocket and use it whenever you need a little clarity coming through a struggle or overcoming an obstacle or just figuring out what you want to do next. I'm happy to jump on the phone and talk with you about that. So that is it for today. At DizRuns on the Twitter, DizRuns@gmail.com and DizRuns.com/520 for the show notes for this episode, for some pictures, some links, and of course, memes and GIFs, because what would be a quick tip episode without a couple of good GIFs and a meme once in a while? It wouldn't even be a quick tip. So you can check those out, dizruns.com/520. And until next time, please be well, take good care, have great and safe running this weekend if you're listening to this on the Friday when it comes out. And until then, see you!